Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 303 for Wednesday, January 2nd, 2019. This is Brian.
This is Lisa. I got to work on that.
Happy New Year. So, you know, I love it. I love watching the ball drop in New York Times Square every year. It's a nice reminder of what I did all year.
Drop the ball? Why is that funny? That's true.
Oh, ouch. Wow.
That's good. So Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Last year, I started a tradition for New Year's, for which we receive some little token of something. So this year, Brian got a watch box, a bigger watch box to hold his sadly growing collection of watches. So all of you watch people out there who also collect pens, stop talking to him.
That's all I have to say.
Stop talking. Don't show him pictures. Don't encourage him.
Hang on. What did you get?
Nothing.
Yeah.
I got a platinum Le Bond, yeah. And it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we're going to put that in that big pen chest we have upstairs.
I get one drawer. You've got like 36 drawers.
Do you have room to grow? There are more drawers?
I have one and a half, technically. So, anyway. We just got back from Chicago, from the store down there. We did physical inventory for the first time.
First time.
Went faster than I thought.
Yeah. It was pretty... I didn't think it was going to take too long, but...
Well, it's not that big a store. It's big enough.
Lots of nooks and crannies. You know, it has half as much stuff. I mean, Appleton is big. There's a lot of stuff here. There's samples. There's a lot of, you know, everything. So
right.
Appleton takes a little bit longer, but... no, it was very smooth. It was very busy in the store, which was good.
Yes.
Got to see some regulars, and we had a pretty good time. So
we did. This is where we should insert a little shout out to Dave and Chris in Appleton, because we should confess that we don't actually do the inventory in Appleton. It's all Dave and Chris.
Well, yeah, they do.
So shout out to Dave and Chris for taking care of that. They start early and make sure everything's done. And we went to Chicago and cheated on our diet regularly.
Very good. So
go to the Palmer House Hilton and get the brownie in Potter's.
The brownie was good.
Good.
You know, and the ice cream is actually pretty good, too. I don't normally do cherry walnut ice cream.
It was good.
But it was actually pretty tasty.
There you go.
Anyway, we got some stuff to talk about.
We do.
Some pens, some ink, some...
Paper. Go.
I guess that's everything. New this week, actually, we mentioned this a couple weeks ago, the new Nock Brass Towns. good luck with this. And I'm going to hold up this one.
You're not supposed to hold that one up.
You're not supposed to hold this up?
No.
Why not?
It's green.
If you can imagine this is a green brass town.
These two were actually attached.
Then why did they put it on the table?
They weren't thinking. These two were actually attached, so as we were starting, I was frantically trying to get them apart. And Justin's going to hate me. That's just fun to do. So we've got the dark green with the bright green. You've got the purple with the black. And then this little
pop
of color. Navy with... red.
Dark red. Yeah, that's nice. I like that one.
Very pretty. Oop, I guess I should do it right side.
That one? Yep. I like the blue. I like the green.
Yeah, I like them all. I am not a fan of neon per se. I was around in the 80s when it was like first invented.
It was the thing.
It was the thing. I got my fill. But these are great, and they hold up really well. They protect your pens. Brad and Jeff are great, so looking to Nock.
So are these in new in addition to, or are the other ones being rolled out?
The other ones are being rolled out.
These are being phased out.
Phased out,
as it were. So very cool. Next up, move those out of the way. Pilot Vanishing Point, Crossed Lines. We have just a few left.
Yes.
And they are now going with your choice, free bottle of Pilot Rochizuku. And you have your choice of Yamaguri, Shinkai, or Kirisame.
Yep.
Pick a, and you can just check the box that you want, and you'll get a nice
free bottle of Hiroshizuku
with your Cross Lines purchase. So, yeah, just a few more of those left, and then they'll be gone until next year's limited edition.
Which is really cool. So, this time of year always lends itself to planners and organizing and diets and gym memberships. We have just a couple of the Hobonichi left.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked we still have these left. These are pretty cool.
The Boar Piglet. This is really cute. If it were bigger, this would be mine.
No, this is what I tried last year, but I'm using the new one, the Techo. Or Techo.
However
you pronounce it.
All right. So we only have a couple of these left.
Like two of those, I think it is.
Maybe two.
Maybe.
These are cute. These are adorable. Great design. And it uses the Tomoe River.
It's kind of like a fabric cover, too, which is nice. Yeah. The Boar Piglet, that's cute. And then one of them has, what is that there? A little something.
Put my glasses on.
And then the cactus, which is cute. And then one of the cactus has a little flower on it.
I don't know. What's he doing?
What is he doing? He's breathing. I don't know what that is. But anyway, it's a nice fabric cover for 2019.
I want to see you. Now, we gave one to our daughter for Christmas, and I actually saw her using it. And she's like allergic to planning.
Oh, my God.
She's allergic to organizing.
You can tell stories about planners.
Or agendas.
Agendas.
They used to make them use it in school, and that just, she's artistic. That just wasn't her thing. So she actually used it.
Okay.
I started coloring in and colored dots.
Well, so we're almost out of the Hobonichi. If you haven't got one and you like little piglets, I mean, who doesn't? That's cute. The cactus, grab them now.
I like the cactus. So. The other thing that we have just a couple of left are the Himakuri, the stationary.
Yeah, this is great. I'm excited to start. Well, actually, you don't really start using it until next week, because the week starts with, well, since I pulled off the first row.
So you cheated?
Well, no, but you pull off the first row, okay. and then there's, you know, starts with the...
With one.
Well,
what's
no.
What's it start with? I don't have one, so I don't know. So what does it start with?
It starts with the 31st.
Okay.
Yes,
so why can't you use that now?
If I pull that off, it starts with the 30th. It starts with Sunday.
Okay.
So yeah, so I have the first row pulled off.
Oh, okay. So you can't reveal anymore.
I can't reveal any more until next week.
And you always yell at me when I look ahead, when I read ahead in a book, or I look ahead on like IMDb to find out what's going to go on the next episode of Mad Men or whatever.
In the middle of the episode.
What's your point?
Listen. I normally wouldn't have. You are correct. You're absolutely correct. I normally wouldn't have, except we had to sacrifice one to creative to allow them to photograph it so you can see exactly what's going on with the Himakuri. So,
okay.
Himakuri stationery, and it's marked down.
Yes. I was hoping for the buy it before I have to count it thing, but we ended up with just a couple left. So they're adorable. I don't know if we'll get those again next year.
We'll see. We'll see what they have.
Yep.
The cat was much more popular than the stationery, so.
Well, yeah. Cats.
Anyway, that's the paper roundup for planners and such.
And what do you need to put in your planner? And you all out there in podcast world?
I need to put that in like 7 or 8 days. We're leaving for the Philadelphia Pen Show.
Woo!
First pen show of the year, and it's at a new hotel this year.
Well,
it's at a new hotel with a new name.
For the new organizers, but it's the old hotel that the show used to be in a couple years ago.
For the old organizers.
So, for the old organizers. So, it's in the old hotel.
But it has a new name.
With a new name. So, if you
followed that.
Followed that. It's at what used to be the Sheraton, and it's now called the 201, because I guess that's the address. It's on the Philadelphia Pen Show website, but it is January 11th, 12th, and 13th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Come see us. We will be there. I have no idea, where, but we'll be there.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. Kick off the new year and get the show season rolling again and get us back into into doing that. We've had a couple months of no show.
Which was nice.
Which was nice, yeah, for you. Well, I was going down to Chicago. I was doing my own little version. So, but it'll be fun.
Well organized. Yep. Lots of things for attendees to do. Aziza is doing a calligraphy seminar or two or three. And we're providing the parallels for that.
Parallels.
I know. We can't ever go to those things, though. It's really sad. I want to go. So. But it'll be a good time.
Yeah, good seminars.
The hotel is nice. That was the one where we had the greatest waitress.
You can't possibly expect me to remember.
We had Philly cheesesteaks, and you got into an arm wrestling match.
Oh, that hotel, yes. Yes, I do remember.
You didn't win.
I didn't win, no.
Anyway, what else is new and exciting?
Next week, upcoming game segment, Booty Call. So we're moving.
Booty Call.
We're moving to the second week of every month. You can check out the links below for the
instructions,
and to get on the call list. So we're going to be calling. We're going to have a call-in
segment.
Yes,
you call in. Basically, choose a champion and.
We'll go through the details.
Yeah, we'll go through the details. But you win things, so yes. You get some booty.
You get some booty.
There you go.
So can I call in?
No.
I'll have a pre-recorded thing. I'll just call in from the other room.
You can't win anything.
Why not?
It's like at pen shows. Vendors can't win.
Employees are not
eligible. Employees are not eligible.
Okay. So anyway, booty call, second week of every month.
It's official.
It's official. We're calling it booty call.
We're agonizing over the title. So you know what? We're going with booty call.
So it is what it is.
So call us.
Yes. anything else you want to mention real quick?
No, we are still trying to finish up everything from inventory and staff vacations from the holiday. So we're going to finish up. And then I can't believe we have to start packing next week.
Yep. It'd be good, though. It'd be good to get out and get to a show.
So everybody out there, just cross your fingers for good weather. That's the only thing that I ever worry about for Philly. Yep. Once you get there, it's awesome.
Yep.
So there you go.
Very good. All right. Let's keep it short this week. Thanks so much for joining us. Tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, paper, and, of course, booty call. And follow the blog for all news, ink reviews, and all sorts of other stuff. And I'm just going to say booty call every once in a while since you laughs.
Check us out on social media at Anderson Pens.
And don't forget, we have a store in Chicago. Yes, booty call. Ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton. We're open 7 days a week. Chicago.AndersonPens.com.
And like this video and subscribe to our YouTube channel, please.
All right, we'll see you next time.
Bye.